brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Kenneth kicks us off in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the Ramsey Show, Kenneth.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine for now.
What's going on?
I'm currently in a situation where I'm living in my car. I started in November because I racked up about $14,000 in credit cards.
Oh, man.
And I have 16 on my car as well.
So 16,000?
Yes, on my car.
Okay.
Where were you living before this?
I was actually living in an apartment with my cousin and her boyfriend, but they decided to get their own place, so I ended up in a car.
And right now you can't afford rent because of the debt?
Yes, it's taking about half of my paycheck every 2 weeks, and my car payment is $346, so I'm left with about $200. So I started this debt snowball, and I managed to pay off one credit card, but it's still not enough.
It sounds like we need to get your income up. Are you working full time right now?
Yes, I am. I submitted applications to places. I still haven't heard back yet.
So what are you doing right now for work?
I'm a sterilization tech. I clean dental instruments.
Okay. And what do you make doing that?
I make $18 an hour. On my W-2, it said I made $32,000 this year.
Okay. And you're working 40 hours a week?
It's between that. We work half days on Fridays, sometimes full days, so between 36 and 40.
Can you work extra if you chose to?
Yes. I'm currently looking.
Okay. I would see if you can work overtime with your sterilization job. On top of that, getting another job on the side. I mean, $18 an hour is not nothing. And so it feels like it's not just a car loan. What's your minimum payment on the credit cards?
Altogether, it is over $529. I have a spread between seven.
And you have do you have any friends or family that you could have to help support you, go live with some friends for now, crash on a couch, anything like that?
Friends, no. Family, I do. They have offered, but the environment for me around them is I do not enjoy. So I rather stay in the car instead of having my emotional well-being.
Are you safe living in this car? Where are you actually staying?
So I stay around near my job. So far, nothing has happened. I don't know how many months, like 4 months now.
Are you able to shower? And how are you doing all of that?
So I actually have a gym membership. Showering, doing whatever I need to do, I can handle that at the gym.
Okay. Kenneth, how much is your car worth?
I checked on Kelly Blue Book. It's at $12,000 the last time I checked.
Okay, worth $12,000. Okay.
You owe $16,000, some change?
Yes.
And no money saved?
No.
And the... Because my biggest concern right now, Kevin, for you, is what kind of George was hinting at, but it is your living situation. I mean, one of these, you know, four walls is what we say, food, shelter, utilities, transportation. Like, these are things that are necessities. Those are needs. And you're lacking, obviously, one of those. So the family situation, is there a way to at least have a roof over your head and give yourself a time frame and say within 90 days, I'm going to be out of here and looking for my own place, but just for the, you know, just the bare necessity of, you know, having a home. That's what I just worry for you when it comes to that, is just having a place to stay.
Well, the place, at my family's place, I would have to pay rent, which is not much, but I wouldn't have any left to put towards my credit cards.
So right now, if you're working 40 hours a week at 18 an hour, it's about $2,900 a month before taxes. So how much is getting taken out of these paychecks? Are you actually looking at the paychecks and seeing where it's going?
No. I know that about $180 is being taken out for insurance, but taxes-wise, I have not checked.
Okay, I would go look at that. Make sure you're not taking out too much in taxes. Make sure that you're not putting any money away into investments. Right now, every dollar you can get out of those paychecks needs to go to covering your four walls, like Rachel mentioned.
Yeah, because besides the, you have the car payment, the credit cards, but you should have around $2,000 left.
Because you got about 900 in payments?
That's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
I get each paycheck, it depends. I get about the minimum at least $1,060 each month. I mean, every 2 weeks.
Okay, so the first $1,000 covers your debt payments. Where's the other $1,000 going?
I have no idea.
Okay, so I think that's going to be a key piece to this, Kenneth, because $1,000, I'm like, that's a significant amount, right? So I would want you to be tracking and knowing, like, this is exactly where every single dollar is going, right? And even just going back to the basic of a budget. And we can, if you hold on the line, we'll give you every dollar premium to be able to figure out so specifically where that is, because I don't want you, I don't want you behind on payments. In a perfect world, I want you to be able to have enough money to pay rent somewhere.
And you need to be working every weekend.
I was going to say weekends and even nights, Kenneth, it's going to be exhausting, but you're going to have to dig yourself out of this hole. And the two ways to do that is income and expenses, right? Those are the two parts of the equation. So upping the income, lowering the expenses, is going to help you gain some traction.
Do you have insurance bills as well to pay outside of healthcare?
No, it's too much for me right now.
Like auto insurance?
For the minimum for me is $400. So
why is that?
I can.
You have a bad driving record?
No, my driving record's good. It's just been like that. The lease I have paid is $300. Maybe it's because I was in an accident, but it wasn't my fault.
Kenneth, you need auto insurance, man, even if it's $300. You're in a very risky position right now. Jump on RamseySolutions.com, connect with one of our insurance pros to help you with that, and hang on the line. We'll send you every dollar premium to help you make a plan for every one of those dollars. Wishing you the best.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.